In this episode of Eckerd College News, we look at Eckerd College students, faculty, and researchers who are making such a big difference in the world of tomorrow and our community of today. And we thank them very much for allowing us to record stories based on their incredible articles by both their news department and their students. So this one, Eckerd College Students Lead Wildlife Rescue Club, is by Izzy Wild, Merle, class of 28, and it was published September 25th. Did you know that Eckerd College Wildlife Rescue Club, formerly known as Save Our Seabirds, offers students opportunities to get hands-on experience in animal rescue and transport? The story starts when students at Eckerd College see an injured pelican tangled in fishing line or a songbird colliding with a window. They just don't walk by and hope for the best, says the author. They call the Eckerd Wildlife Rescue Group, and they are a club of talented student volunteers who respond to calls around the clock to rescue animals in need of help. And the club was initially founded as Save Our Seabirds. It's been active for more than a decade. And you know, it's just incredible because Eckerd College has a commitment to marine sciences and marine science research, and every student must do some community service. So a typical rescue begins with a text or phone call from students on campus or the local St. Pete community. To assess the severity of the situation, volunteers ask for a photo of the animal and an exact location so they can plan the level of intervention needed. It could be something small like a baby squirrel or a songbird, or it could be a bigger animal or ones that could cause injuries. So the students bring gloves, nets, and carriers. Once they capture the animal, a volunteer transports the injured animal to the right facility. Smaller birds are taken to a licensed local rehabilitator minutes from the campus, while pelicans, cormorants, and raptors are taken to the seaside seabird sanctuary in Reddington. And every rescue is different. Sometimes it's as simple as picking up a stunned bird. Other times it's dealing with electrocuted raccoon that might be found in the middle of the night. In the state of Florida, no formal license is required to rescue most species under the Good Samaritan Act, and the club ensures its members are properly trained to handle a variety of wildlife. For new volunteers, club leaders host demonstrations with plush animals to practice proper handling technique so as not to further injure the animal. During the recent hurricanes, floodwaters and debris stranded trapped and injured animals, and a great egret even came in with its lower half crushed by a lawn chair. That's not something people usually think about, the storms. Flying debris injures animals. So every semester, this incredible club at Eckerd College welcomes new members with meetings and training workshops. And it's so important to help rescue animals because you speak up for those who can't speak up for themselves. And for Eckerd College, this is a valuable opportunity to gain firsthand experience with wildlife, and it connects interests and academics. So whether answering late-night calls or clearing debris from a hurricane's aftermath, the club members and how they respond have made a difference in the life and death of animals. So Wildlife Rescue Club sponsor, Professor of Environmental Science and Biology, Elizabeth Forrest, PhD, has seen the members' impact up close. She says in the article, "I've been very impressed by the level of training and professionalism of the club's members. They are providing an essential service to the wildlife community while giving opportunities for students to learn valuable skills." So for Eckerd College News, we want to thank Izzy Wild Merrill, class of 28, and the Eckerd College News Department for shining a light on the Eckerd College students who lead Wildlife Rescue Club.